Hey all, Kennedy Sang here of HelmetedHead.com with another audio book. This time I want to talk about the Tour de France. So, you know, another year is over and Alberto Contador won the Tour de France. Young Andy Schleck of Luxembourg came in second. And comeback kid Lance Armstrong, well, comeback kid at, was it 38 or 39? And Lance Armstrong comes in at third. You know, being Australian, Cadel Evans, the only impression he made was the amount of like tweets he did along the tour. And we must have been reaching when we kept saying, you know, Mark Renshaw of Team Colombia HTC is the best lead out man in the business. Too bad he didn't win any stages. It's just that he helped Cav, as in Mark Cavendish, win, was it, 5 or 6 stages in this year's Tour de France. You know, I really love watching Tour de France. You know, all the dramas, the, watching these guys suffer on the bike for, you know, 20 straight stages. But I'm really, really looking forward to, Tour de France 2010, if only because, you know, just to see what, you know, this brewing feud between Contador and Armstrong. You know, for those of you who don't know, I mean, these guys were on the same team this year, on Team Astana. And I'll tell you what, these guys hate each other, and I mean hate. It all started off when, Armstrong, in the earlier stages of the tour, admitted that, you know, there was some tension around the dinner table at, during the team dinners. But by the end of it, you should see the interviews. You know, Contador was saying, I don't talk to the guy. And then when Armstrong was getting interviewed, you know, he was saying, oh, don't ask me about that guy. And then, you know, if you look at Armstrong's tweets, it's like, now I'm quoting here, see these comments from AC, as referring to Contador. If I were him, I'd drop this dribble and start thanking his team. Without them, he doesn't win. And another tweet from Armstrong. Hey, pistolero, as in referring to Contador, whenever he wins, he makes a sign of shooting a pistol. There's no I in team. What did I say in March? Lots to learn. Restated. These guys can't stand each other. And now that Armstrong has indicated that he will be sponsored by a new team, Team Radio Shack, I just can't wait for, you know, TDF 2010. I think, you know, for Armstrong this year, you know, he was probably a little bit underdone. As you can, you know, I think he still had the stamina, but he really didn't have any of the acceleration that we're used to seeing in the guy. You know, granted, he's been out of the sport for 4 years, and he's, was it 38 or 39, probably going on to 39, 40 next year. But I think, give him another year on the bike for, you know, some proper extended period of training, I think might be a very, very interesting tour next year. Now, the way I see it, I compare, you know, Armstrong's return this year, much like when, you know, Michael Jordan did his return after his first retirement. And you can tell he was probably a little bit underdone. Jordan didn't quite have that jump and explosion, and similar with Armstrong, I guess that, you know, comes with time. So I'm really looking forward to TDF 2010, I guess, on the Australian side for Cadel Evans. I think, to be honest, I think he's probably missed the windows. Had a pair of seconds in 2007, 2008, but I think he's really going to have to, he's really, really going to struggle to even, you know, get back into, you know, the top, you know, 3 to 5 with all these, like, up and coming riders like Schleck and Wigo and whatnot. So I guess we can just bank on the Robbie McEwen being fit next year, so we might win the green jersey. All right, see you guys.